alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, and one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I said, what's your name? Sir, my name is Raisin. I said, Raisin like the fruit? Darling? Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling. Well, the Attorney General says I'm going to recuse myself. And I'm in the White House and I was lonely. I said, let's go to Iraq.
See, alcohol can do things to you.
Yes.
That is why we enjoy it. That's exactly the point. Sure. Carnarvon Wagon is rolling, and there's rum in the house.
Yeah.
Now, I find this to be very interesting, because the rum has become it's the hot new thing now, the rum. It's, mm-hmm. We've gone through moments. You know, the vodka became very hot for a while.
Sure.
Then the brown liquors, bourbon, very, very hot. And everybody had to talk about tasting notes and other kinds of things. And I'm like, I would just like the bourbon, please.
Let's get to it.
And then rum. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, rum has become that next thing. That is the, now we got to talk about this. We have to have a conversation. All right. Cirellus USA, Don Q Rum, and Barrow's Intense Ginger Liqueur. We'll get to both of those in just a second here. But let's start with the rum. And we've got Anne Marino, who's with us.
And
she is the representative for Cirellus. Right?
Yes,
I
am.
The rum people. Mm, yes. This is a Puerto Rican rum.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Because the Caribbean, obviously, was the big, sort of the makers of the rum. That's why all the pirates went there, right?
Exactly.
That's why Johnny Depp went there.
That's right. Rented the guyliner down there while looking for rum.
Matter of fact.
A lot of people don't know that.
A matter of fact.
A lot of people don't know that.
And there was a guy named Don Juan Cirellus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As opposed to, I don't want to confuse anybody, but it's Don Juan. This is not it's a different Don Juan. But it's Don Juan Cirellus. And he started.
Listen, Don Juan Cirellus did okay for himself too, pal. All right, don't you worry about that.
I'll bet the guy who decided.
Can you imagine?
The guy was like, "Hey, look at all this sugar cane I got. What do you think I can do with it? Oh, let's ferment it and see what happens."
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's a true story. So the family started by making sugar, and then everything left over was sitting there fermenting.
Oh,
and they started making rum.
And they're like, hey, you know what?
How about that?
Johnny Depp's going to get down here any century now and want to drink this stuff. We better get moving.
I love that.
Here. That's Anthony Hinos, who's... I totally butchered your last name there. Did you see
that? It happens all the time.
Yes, because I want to go Hinosa, but I cannot. It's
Hinojos?
Hinojos. Hinojos. Anthony Hinojos. All right, so let's talk about this. What makes this rum... First of all, what's making rum so hot right now?
So rums, as a category, as a spirit category, there's no rules on it. There's no one overseeing the production and saying what you can add to it after distillation. Or what, some things like tequila have age requirements on how you have to age it to call it añejo or reposado.
Right.
Rum, for example, is the only spirit category that's identified by color. You know, light rum or white rum, dark rum.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's like it's sort of the rebel.
And because it's made from sugarcane, sugarcane's a grass, it grows on every continent. So they're making rum in Australia on every continent. We're finding it in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really fun that there's a lot of things you can do with rum and how you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so our style of rum is a Spanish style. So very clean, very crisp, and nothing added to it, which makes it very different.
Wow. All right. So now hold on.
There's only one way to find out. Excuse me, people.
Let's go ahead and give it a little shot here.
All right, Anthony. Ooh. We're going to find out for sure.
Exactly what Anthony said.
So now it's Don Q rum.
That's really good.
Does it have to be...
Right?
Does it help if it's aged or not? How does that work?
Definitely. So, all spirits, you're talking about brown spirits earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When time in the barrel just really smooths it out, makes it much smoother.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it more...
Isn't that great?
It's not what I would expect from rum.
So,
wow.
So how long would you have that in the barrel then, Anthony? When you talk about time in the barrel.
Exactly. So you look at the Caribbean, and down the Caribbean, our average temperatures are 85 degrees year-round. You know, there's not a whole lot of cooling down. Mm-hmm. And so the fibers in the wood are wide open. And so it gives a lot of... it takes less time for that liquid to go in and out of the fibers. And so it ages much more quickly in the Caribbean rather than Kentucky.
Makes sense.
Or
because you're not going through seasons, essentially, right? It's just fairly constant.
Exactly, exactly.
And the specific rum you're drinking right now is actually going to be aged from 9 to 12 years.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. No wonder. Because I'm used to drinking rum on vacation, typically, and it's mixed with lots of pineapple stuff and coconut, and it just tastes delicious. But this smooth by itself is incredible. Yeah, remarkable.
But go ahead.
And you're drinking it as an old-fashioned right now, too, which is typically known as a whiskey drink, either a bourbon or a rye. But we have substituted out the rum, and I'm telling you,
it's so smooth and has such flavor that, you know, you get different notes as you go along. Yeah. It's going to take me 9 to 12 minutes to drink the 9 to 12 years, so there you go.
You're talking notes now.
Back to notes.
When did this happen to us?
It's lovely.
Where all of a sudden you're sitting at a bar, and a bunch of guys sitting at a bar, and they're not just, you know, a shot in a beer. It's like,
did you taste? There's
vanilla
some,
notes.
Well, trust me, though, this is still a grown-up drink.
Mm-hmm. There's slate at the bottom. You can taste that. No, it's great on the nose.
But this is spectacular,
isn't it?
Because
outrageously good.
Yeah, and it's got, and rum is always going to be sweeter because it's coming out of the sugar, right? Mm-hmm. But rum was not the kind of drink. At least it was always a mixer. Drink, right? And now people are drinking it for itself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly, yeah. And so a lot of the rums that are large in the market are telling you that the best way to drink it is with Coke, you know? It should cost you $10. It's almost cheapening the idea of what rum can be, you know? And so we're trying to show that this is another fine aged spirit that should stand up there with cognac and should stand up there with those higher end whiskeys. If it's made right and aged right, it can be beautiful. Like those other ones.
I'm understanding that now.
Yeah, listen, millennials out there, take a chance. The rum and Coke, your parents met over that. That's how you came to be, all right, in 79. So don't worry about
it. Dangerous.
the rum and Coke is still the number one ordered cocktail in the world.
Is it really?
It is.
In the world?
In the world. If you look outside the U.S., big... if you look in total, the rum and Coke.
Oh, yeah. Southeast Europe? Asia, places like that.
It's the easy go-to.
Yeah. Hmm.
But I'm loving this rum old fashioned. This is a next level.
See, we're good. And do you think that the finest... All right, so in terms of sugarcane crop, because you said it's ubiquitous, it's all over the place, right? Is the sugarcane in Puerto Rico of a different quality, or is it just because of the air drying that you described earlier? Is there something about the sugar itself that...
Well, the family started making sugar, and so we used to use the leftovers. But as time progressed, Puerto Rico's still part of the U.S., and so we have OSHA. We have a lot of overhead costs that have driven the sugarcane market off of Puerto Rico. Mm.
Wow.
So now we buy the molasses, which is the leftover after the sugar cane or after the sugar making process. We're now buying it on the free market.
Wow. So it could be from mostly Caribbean, though?
In the area, exactly. Yeah.
Because it's cheaper to get it there and all. Yeah.
Dominican Republic around the area.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's very good for the Caribbean economy, too. Because, you know, as we all know, you know, it's an angry God that likes to send those hurricanes up and around that horn there of those islands. And they run into problems all the time. And it is such a beautiful part of the world.
Oh.
All the way from Puerto Rico, all the way through that archipelago as you go down to South America. Mm-hmm. And the people, you know, all the way through could not be nicer, better. It's such a great place to go and to visit. Many of those islands are just spectacular, and they've seen a lot of devastation. So anything that can help the economies there would be
absolutely
very, very good. Yeah. All right. So I need to know the answer about this ginger liqueur, because you're using this in what is kind of a margarita.
Gingerita.
It's a gingerita. So it is a ginger liqueur margarita. Basically, we've taken out the triple sec that you usually use in a margarita, and we have substituted out with the Barrow's Intense ginger liqueur.
Oh, okay.
Good, right?
I believe all dentists should have their patients rinse with this from now on. Just like to throw that out there.
I'd be going to the dentist a lot more with that.
I think it's going to sting. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, no. It's nice.
Wow.
And ginger's an anti-inflammatory, so you got that going for you. See, there's health benefits.
It is. It's also a digestive, which is kind of cool.
And this is actually made from ginger. Not just ginger flavor.
It's actual real ginger. We're using two different types of ginger. We're using a Hawaiian ginger from China, and then we're also using a Peruvian ginger. The Hawaiian ginger is going to give it that floral quality that you get, and then the Peruvian ginger is going to give it that kick. Yes, exactly. The bite that we all love. This is only four ingredients. It is the ginger, the water, sugar, and the neutral cane spirit, which is a lot like rum, just distilled at a higher proof.
Wow.
So that's your base liquor. And then you're using the ginger liqueur as a...
The ginger, we're mixing in the sugar and the water, and, and we're steeping it.
And you're getting that. So you get that kick. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, now, these recipes will be up at WGNradio.com, and I suggest you throw these together because this going to change a party. Because this is, I mean,
I'm telling you, really. It's, these spectacular.
Are not like anything I've ever tasted
before,
and yet they're familiar.
Yes, and they're very simple. I mean, they're 3-4 ingredient cocktails.
Perfect.
They're not, you know, you don't have to. And what's great with the ginger, too, is that, you know, some people are trying to make their own syrups, et cetera, and this is all made for you, and it's completely consistent.
Okay. Can I ask you a question, Ann? Do I have to light anything on fire before I make these cocktails?
You do not.
No, because I, you know.
I would prefer you did not.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Definitely not
after. If there's a fireplace, then maybe you would like to put some fire into the fireplace, but. That's about it.
I'm willing to peel a lemon or an orange or something like that. I'm willing to do that. I'm just not willing to light anything. I'm not. I'm not willing to do a lot of flourishing. Or the, sometimes you see a guy who's like leaning over the drink and he's doing some little like artwork like in the drink.
Yeah.
And he's like
arranging things.
He's breathing into my drink. And I know it's alcohol and I'm kind of okay with it, but I'm like, I don't. We don't need.
Don't need that.
Just pass that along to me now.
It's done.
Right.
You need it.
All right.
Or like the smoke of something that just infuses the drink. Yeah. That seems fairly complicated.
Leave that to the bartenders. They don't need
it. Absolutely. Yeah. We each have our roles in this dance.
And ours is drinking.
Respect those. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. Don Q Rum. This is what you people have to check out. Don Q Rum and Barrow's Intense Ginger Liqueur. I think that's going to be so. You can mix that to a lot of things. You can make that work. If you like ginger, you are going to love this.
It's fantastic.
I can even see cooking with
outrageous.
This. All right, so can you? You just
yes, you can for sure. We actually have a cookbook that we have for you guys to look at.
How about that?
We have Cooking with Rum as well as Barrow's. And if you go to either of the websites, you can see that on there as well.
That was actually Dwayne Johnson's original phrase was going to be, we're cooking with rum, when he was a wrestler.
It didn't work out for him, though.
He went with can you get something different. But
yeah. All right. If you want, where do you buy this at all? We're all fine liquor stores. And are there bars right now that have this?
Yes, there are.
That's right by name.
Yes. All right. Don Q Rum and so Barrow's Intense Ginger Liqueur. Thank you very much, Ann and Anthony. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.